something before, or even before the pressure, you know.
Thursday morning, Thursday morning, we go to this week.
The Thursday morning, just on the first.
August, but then we can tell, I can take the job, so.
So, yeah.
Call Mansfield, and all the people are coming and ship that Thursday morning. Just for the basis that, now, if we go to 8:30, that's right, and then also Rogers can testify tomorrow, he's going to test, that's a good idea, and then that's cool, wait just a minute. China, that was big news because Mao never sends personal messages. He said that. The Chinese announcement made it perfectly clear that the interest to require us to support them against Russia. But then,
I didn't.
But
I don't.
I don't know.
You do that anyway.
Why?
But I meant, it's interesting how he put all this out. He said to me, and then he said another thing. He said, I'm going to take this up to the church and not to decide on the question. I want you to think of that as well. He said, us to the fact that we know the fact. We will not fight them at the borders. We will not fight them without shielding. We will not.
this time they played a Western symphony. The first time that a Western symphony has been played in 15 years. It was the largest performance of Beethoven's six that I've ever heard. They had two parts to the program. One was Beethoven's six, and then they had Chinese songs, and one of piano concerto, and the other of the piano concerto, and the pianist who was superbly fed up and said, "Now, in honor of this, I think I would like to play this song." And he played Home on the Range, and a very little beautiful. You know, it is in front of
all that. And
of course, it was really unbelievable and unbelievable.
Right.
Now, that company, it's a historic company. Then, and Joe, I suppose, in his usual way, followed up for the team. And Joe then put in the details. How is Joe physically? He's in good shape. He's better than he was in June. He was in bad shape. In June, he was beginning to show his age. And other visitors had told me. But now take, for example, the communique. Well, it's interesting. In a joint communication, they said the two sides produce the development of relations between the two countries. In the year that has passed since President Nixon's visit to the People's Republic of China, you know, so that they feature your name in the communication, they could just as well have said development of the relations in the last year. In substance, I'm going to be able to give the press a lot of these details of what they're going to do. But then they have agreed that he can set up a liaison with the people, which is just short of embassy status. It's more than we have in Cairo.
One thing we want to be sure of that office is to get our person in there. That's one thing we can't have a government deal with the state people. We want to make sure we can't go back to the group.
And therefore, I said, I'm
you can't take service for
it. Oh, yeah.
See my point?
No, the fellow
service is for the wrong reason.
The two people that I would recommend, Mr. President, is a man who is head of the China desk, who's been on features with Ms. Brody on our side, Jackson, and Holdridge from my staff, plus four or five others. But they said, anything we want, if we have all facilities, get us out of state, we'll open a similar office here in Washington. And everybody said it's above a trade mission. It's the most
sort of an interest office.
It's beyond an interest office. It's just short of diplomatic. It gives us the greatest flexibility. We don't have to say what it is. But they will give our people full diplomatic status. They want diplomatic immunity for their people. That's easy. That's more than they've done for anybody. That's more than the British have before. As they said, anyone we want to share is head of the Confederacy the office. They said they would get full cooperation. They would like to keep the really sensitive thing in our China. And yes.